Our next topic is water and development. It should mix if properly handled. And our speakers are coming up. Edmund McCarthy is going to be one of our panelists. During the past four decades, Ed McCarthy has focused his practice on natural resources, concentrating on water-related matters. He is currently a partner in the Austin law firm of McCarthy and McCarthy. We also have David Malish is another panelist. He's a senior vice president of Murphy Engineering Company, a consor company in Austin, Texas. We also have Adam Foster, and Adam became the executive director of TAGD in February 2024, bringing over 15 years of experience in groundwater science and regulation. In this role, he oversees the day-to-day operations of the organization. Let's welcome our panelists. Thank you guys.
All right, I think I'm going first, okay. So I just want to clarify that's the pictures are out of order, although I do look better in that picture than I do in real life, so thank you. First, I want to talk about groundwater in Texas and just kind of set the stage for the following or my subsequent slides. You've heard a lot about groundwater today for at least the past 2 hours, but it does supply 60% of Texas's water needs, and that includes close to 99% of rural water needs. Most small urban or rural areas rely solely on groundwater for their water needs, and that's agriculture, municipalities, domestic use, all of that. Texas has 9 major aquifers and 22 minor aquifers, and the Texas Water Development Board is the one that are charged with defining those, and basically a large or major aquifer is considered something that spans a large area and has a large amount of water. Minor aquifer is defined as covers a small area and has a lot of water, or a large area with a small amount of water. But Texas is blessed with an abundance of groundwater. Unfortunately, in most of the state, those groundwater levels are declining. And in some aquifers, they're actually managing the decline. So that's they've pretty much given up on trying to save the aquifer, they're just trying to keep it around for as long as possible. Groundwater in Texas is privately owned. I believe we're the only state in the U.S. that has that. Surface water is owned by the state. You have to go and get a permit from the state if you want to use surface water. Groundwater, it is a property right for the property owner, and it's subject to the rule of capture, which was came from a 1904 case, and basically it says that a landowner can pump as much water as they want without any regard for their neighbor. So if their neighbor doesn't like it, there's no remedy in the court. They can't go to any court and sue their neighbor for taking up their water. Now, there are some caveats to that. If it's malicious, they trespass, if they're wasting it. But essentially, you have no recourse, okay? It does supply most people and ecosystems, so it supplies a lot of base flows. So during times of drought, when there's not a lot of rain, the water that you're seeing in a lot of small tributaries is just discharged from groundwater, so it does supply a lot of that. Again, groundwater levels are declining throughout the state in most aquifers, and in some areas, which I'm here to talk about, they are managed by groundwater conservation districts. So what is a GCD? GCDs are the preferred method of groundwater management in Texas, and they're the only entities that are able to do that in Texas, okay? So I already mentioned 1904 case, the day case, that basically said, you know, you can pump as much as you want without any malintent to your neighbor. Well, after some droughts in the early 1900s, the legislature decided that there needs to be some augmentation of that, and so they created groundwater conservation districts in the 1950s. And at the time, there were a few up in the Panhandle area, and now we have 98.